What's Possible by Brooke Castillo. Before I get started reading my rough draft of this book to you, I want to tell you a little bit of the backstory behind this book and why I'm deciding to read it to you in its rawest form. This book came about in such an interesting way. I was approached by an editor at HarperCollins, and it's such a dream for me to tell this story because when I first started out, when I first wrote my first book 10 years ago, I dreamt of being able to have a publisher want to publish my book and to have someone offer me a six-figure advance to write a book and all the things that happened when this amazing woman reached out to me and asked me to write a book for HarperCollins. I was thrilled and I couldn't wait to say yes and let's do it and let's go for it. And so I had so many books that I could have written. She told me she wanted me to write a book on business, and I told her I wanted to write a book called What's Possible. And I wanted to write it for the girls and the women, mostly for the dudes too, but mainly for the girls and the women. We're never taught to dream about what's possible. So I put a book proposal together and I was very excited to submit it. And the cover of the book proposal is the cover that you see on this audiobook. And I sent it in and they replied back and said, "We absolutely love you. We want to do your book." Now, if you understand anything about book publishing, and I've learned a lot about it, is that book publishing has changed a lot in the past 10 years, past 20 years, since I first wanted to write and publish a book. And it used to be that if you were just a really great writer, people would read your really great books and you'd have a great audience and then you could become a bestseller and people would talk about your book. And that is still true if you're extremely talented and a great writer and you write a great story. For nonfiction, you need to have a platform, right? Having a platform is really the best way to sell a book. So the best-selling book last year was Michelle Obama's book. And the reason why that book is such a hit is not because she's such an amazing writer, not because she writes such beautiful prose or that she has a lot of brand new content, but it's because everybody loves her and that reads her book, and she has a huge platform of people that are interested and want her book. And the same was true for me. They offered me an advance to write a book for HarperCollins because I have a huge audience of people who are already fans and would buy the book. And so I want to make sure that I tell you that because it's important for you to know that it's not your book proposal and your book being found is mainly because HarperCollins and any other publisher is a business and they want to make money. And if you're going to be able to sell your book to lots of people, they are going to want to make you an offer. So they came back to me with a contract. They said they were going to come back to me with a contract within the next several weeks. So while they were working on the contract, I started writing the book. And I got through and wrote most of the book between the time they had given me the offer and were getting the contract done. I literally wrote the entire book. It just poured out of me. And when I got the contract to sign, there was a lot of things in the contract that I didn't like and that I didn't want. And mostly that the rights to my work that I put into this book would no longer be mine and that HarperCollins would have some rights to what I said and what I put in the book. And I just wasn't willing to give that up. And certainly the financial benefits of doing the book were not significant compared to what I would be able to do if I sold the book on my own. And so it wasn't worth it to me to risk my proprietary right to my own material just to have a HarperCollins book. So I gave up on the dream and they were amazingly gracious and wonderful. And I went on about writing the book and refining it and editing it. And I did find someone who would edit the book and go through it and add a lot of professional verbiage to it and make it sound a lot more ready for the mainstream. And the truth is, when I got that copy back of the book, I didn't like it as much. And because it was more palatable to the mainstream, it was less palatable to me. It had less of my voice in it, less of my, I think, kind of snarkiness and belligerentness and the things that make people hate and love me. And so I decided to not read you that version of the book. I decided to just read you my original rough draft version. And as I go through and read the book, I'm going to also create notes and side comments, and I'm going to laugh if I wrote something that doesn't make any sense, and I'll try and talk you through it to make sense. I think you will enjoy this more because you guys usually enjoy what I enjoy. And so I think that we will enjoy this process together. I love the message of this book. I love what I'm teaching in this book, and I really think you will too. So let's get started. A note to my reader. This is a book about extraordinary success. It's a book about making lots of money. I've had the audacity to use one to define the other, and I'm not apologizing. I want you to know before we get started that you have picked up a book about becoming successful and wealthy. You'll know if this book is for you if you just quietly, under your breath, said, "Hell yeah." This is also a business book because business is how we make money. That business might be your own or you may work for one, but businesses and success go together. Businesses, even big ones, are what reinvent possibility in our world year after year. They literally create all the things we need and use. They make the economy work and they pay us the dollars. Being a woman fully engaged in the economy is the thrill ride of my life, and I want you to jump on with me. But mostly, this is a book about your brain. Without exception, using it well is the only way you will ever be extra successful and rich. The thoughts that run through it are the most expensive, most valuable, most important things that exist on planet Earth or the universe. It's about time you started paying much more attention to them so you can create the exact life you're choosing. When you're done reading this book, you're going to know how to be extraordinarily successful, which means you will know how to do business and be very, very wealthy. I want this for you more than you can possibly know. I want it for you as much as I have wanted it for myself. As a master life coach, I teach many things. I teach about unconditional love, self-care, relationships, and purpose. Those are all very important and worthy topics. My exclusion of them in this book is not a reflection of how much they matter. It's simply an indication of my constraint. This is my book dedicated to success, business, and money. It's one of my favorite topics and something I've truly figured out how to do very well. I can't wait to share every single secret with you. Introduction: What's possible? I didn't even know it was possible to make $1 million in 1 year until Amy Porterfield, an online entrepreneur, announced that she had done it. I remember exactly where I was standing in my white kitchen, listening to her podcast, staring at my phone. I froze. $1 million a year. I felt something shift inside me. She mentioned it, not like she had won the lottery, but like it was normal and doable. I got the sense that she would do it again the next year. She had launched some courses, built her list, and done some affiliate marketing. There was nothing impossible about anything she was doing. On some level, I guess I knew it was possible to make millions of dollars in 1 year, but the problem was it had never even occurred to me to do it. It wasn't even in the realm of optional things to think about. It was like a language I didn't understand, a culture I'd never been exposed to. As soon as I knew it was possible, it became my new goal, my new dream. I started to see everything differently. My brain changed. I started thinking in seven figures and acting toward seven figures. 2 years later, in 2014, I made $1 million in my business. Since that day, I have not stopped talking about success, possibility, and money. I'm so thankful Amy shared her income out loud to teach me what was possible, and now I'm committed to doing the same. It turns out that what's possible has to start with a single thought. The possibility has to occur to us. We have to think about it. We have to understand that our mind drives all results we ever create in our lives. What has never occurred to you that is absolutely possible for your life. In this book, I'm going to show you how much you haven't considered. I'm going to invite you to come out of the well-intended fog you might have grown up in to see it for what it really is. Your education impossibility has been based on what has happened in the past, when all your possibility is actually in the future. The most basic truth is that extraordinary success is about understanding that what is currently impossible for you now is the possibility for your future. Impossible is temporary. So many of my students reveal to me that they never thought they could be authors, influencers, millionaires, non-drinkers, naturally thin, unconditionally loving, the list goes on. It's not that they tried to be these things and failed. The tragedy is they didn't even consider trying. They didn't even have one thought about it. And if we don't think about it, we can't feel it. We can't do it. And we certainly will never create it. When it finally occurred to me that I could make $1 million, the possibility, the thought was born. It was now real. I had never been exposed to this consideration until that one moment in my kitchen. But then it was there. The more I considered it, the more I thought about it, the less impossible it became. It's not magic. It's how the world actually works. Thoughts ultimately create our results. I think the revelation was so huge for me in particular was because I had already come up with a self-coaching model. I was already using it every day in my business to manage my mind, coach my clients, and teach my students. I knew in my bones that the model was the way the world actually worked. I could find no evidence to the contrary. The model teaches that our thoughts create our feelings, and our feelings create our actions, and our actions create our results. I had seen it over and over in my life, and understanding the model had already changed everything for me. I had used it to lose weight and to stop drinking and develop a much more loving relationship with my mother and myself. I'd watched it work on my students and their weight, relationships, and success as well. I was and still am convinced that everything starts with a thought and the rest of our lives will flow from our thinking. So when I heard Amy say that, I realized I had never thought I could make $1 million in a year. That was the reason I wasn't making it. That simple. In that moment of revelation, I knew exactly what I needed to do. I had to go through the process of believing something new. I had to change my thinking from where I was to a new way of thinking. I had to follow the self-coaching model, a mind, feeling, action process that I was already using and teaching. I had to let go of my current reality and what I knew in order to embrace a new reality based on what I now knew was possible. I committed myself. I made the possibility a proclamation and started thinking it on purpose all day, every day. I went through all the self-coaching steps to get 1 million in 1 year. These are the exact steps that will absolutely work for you as well. If you do the things I teach you in this book, you will achieve extraordinary success. I can prove it. I have dozens of coaches who have used these tools and the belief that more is possible than we ever thought to achieve success that blows our own damn minds. It is my honor to be able to teach you that process in this book. Throughout this book, I'm going to invite you into my private discussions with a group of extraordinary women. This group of characters is my mentoring group that I meet with quarterly in a windowed conference rooms in beautiful hotels. In these private rooms, we plan to do the impossible in each of our businesses, and then we go do it. We spend a lot of time belly laughing and crying, but mostly we systematically change what we believe and therefore what we do. I'm excited for you to meet this group of unique, talented, and hilarious women. Stacy's story in particular is going to blow your mind. I'm going to start in part one with teaching you what you must know, what all extraordinary successful women know. These are belief systems you need to adopt and use to replace whatever is currently keeping you stuck. I will tell you what they are and then go into detail why they are true and why you must believe them deeply and seriously. I will warn you, you might be resistant to some of these beliefs at first. They aren't easy to accept and believe. If they were, everyone would already have extraordinary success. But in order to step out of the crowd of universal belief that produces ordinary success, you're going to have to stretch yourself. In part two, I'm going to take you through the tools and steps of how to go from where you are now to extraordinary success. These are the tools and the practices that you will need to do over and over to change your brain, change the way you feel, act, and ultimately change the results you are creating. These tools are simple, not complicated, but difficult to apply. Anything new and unfamiliar is going to be rejected by your brain at first. So I'm going to ask you to stay with me and consider this material as the most valuable thing you can possibly learn, even though it might be difficult. You must go through the process of letting go of everything you already know and do in exchange to do something completely new and foreign. But don't worry, I've got you. I've been through this thousands of times with my students. It's a predictable process that starts with an aha moment that feels more like remembering something you've always known than learning something new. Then, as you recognize you might have been wrong about a lot of things, you will go through what we call the river of misery. It's not enjoyable, but it's a necessary part of the process. It's a true identity crisis as you let go of one belief structure and accept a new one that will produce more successes than you ever thought possible. I'll hold your hand and show you the pitfalls and lead the way if you start veering off track. I'll remind you what to think and what to do when you forget, and I will keep believing in you and your dreams even when you want to forget and quit. I will remind you of what is possible and how important it is. In part three, I will give you some inspiration. I will share the stories of some of my most successful students who followed this exact process to achieve the impossible. These stories will blow your mind, but they will also show you how possible it is to do it yourself. What I love most about these stories is that the women are all so different. They all come from different backgrounds, experience, and education. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is that they did the thought work I teach to overcome anything that got in the way of creating the success they now know is possible. But before we get started, I want to give you a brief introduction to me, as I will be your guide through this process. I love it when people ask me what I do at a cocktail party. When I answer I'm a life coach, they do the equivalent of telling me I'm adorable. Half smile, twinkle of pity, and then they say, "Oh, nice. What does your husband do?" They have no idea that being a successful life coach is one of the most profitable careers on the planet today. I have been a life coach for 14 years. I started as a weight coach doing one-to-one coaching, and now I run the best life coaching school in the world. I don't say that lightly. I think we literally have the best tools, the best teachers, and the best program for the price of any single other opportunity out there. I have reached a mastery level with my coaching from coaching thousands of hours with thousands of people. I have also spent a significant part of my working life thinking about how to make self-help and coaching tools better and more usable. I have used them in my own life to make it so much better than it used to be, and thousands of my die-hard student fans have followed suit. They are showing up in ways they've never have and feeling better than they ever believed possible. I have been at this a long time, but I'm just getting started. In 2014, when I made $1 million in 1 year, I realized that I'd been putting way too many limitations on what I thought was possible for success. Since that time, I've gone through the process I will teach you in this book to increase my income every year. I went from $1 million to $2 million to $5 million to $17 million to $25 million. And this year we'll do $35 million. My current goal is to get to $100 million within the next 8 years. I promise you, I'm not a special unicorn. I'm not different from you. I'm not more capable or smarter or have more advanced degrees. I've simply reprogrammed my brain into a new reality of what is possible in my lifetime. I will prove it by introducing all of my students who are all very different from me, except for the process we follow and the extraordinary success we all have. I can't wait for you to meet them, but more importantly, I can't wait for you to join them. It is possible, my friend. Let's begin.